Welcome to Kinsey Confidential. This is your opportunity to ask questions about sex and have them answered. I'm Dr. Debbie Herbenick, a sexual health educator at the Kinsey Institute at Indiana University. Here is today's question.
My partner and I have pretty fabulous sex, but in a moment of frustration, he told me that I don't make him come through intercourse. What he means is that although he does orgasm, it's not me who's moving in a way that brings him to orgasm. It's him. I wouldn't disagree with this. I don't orgasm from intercourse either. Any suggestions?
It is sometimes said that sex is like a dance in the way that is often more fun and more pleasurable if two people are attuned to each other's bodies. Sometimes the focus is on one person dipping or being dipped or turning around in circles, but the other person gets a turn to shine too. When it comes to sex, you may find it helpful to focus on what you're experiencing rather than what you're missing out on. When you move your hips and body around your partner's, you may not be receiving the clitoral stimulation you crave at that exact moment, but could you relish in the delight he feels or focus on his pleasure? Some research suggests that mindfulness exercises paying attention to the scent, sounds, and looks of sex can enhance women's arousal. Try to think of yourself as playing an important role in how sex feels for you both, as adding to the joys rather than being responsible, which sounds more like work than play. Also, if you take a quick sex break and dab your and his genitals with a nearby towel, it might reduce lubrication and thus friction and add up to more noticeable sensations for you. You might find it helpful to read a couple's focus book focused on sexual pleasure and sharing, such as For Each Other, Sharing Sexual Intimacy. Although I think we've come a long way in the way we talk and think about women's sexuality and how more women are comfortable being assertive about what they want and what brings them pleasure, it would be too bad if we lost sight of the couple's aspect of sexuality. Sometimes couples find it helps to take turns in sex, to spend a few moments doing something that one person likes or prefers, and then switch things around and spend a few minutes doing what the other person likes. Try to take your time, focus on the moment, and share with your partner.
You can become a fan of Kinsey Confidential on Facebook and follow updates all week long. That's at facebook.com/KinseyConfidential, or subscribe to the podcast in iTunes. Find out more at kinseyconfidential.org. Our next question.
Every time I masturbate, which is once a week, I think I pee. I have a large amount of fluid come out of me that smells like pee. I know this isn't normal, and I would like to know what I should do about it. I don't feel comfortable talking to anyone about my problem, so if there's a solution that doesn't involve talking to someone about it, I would greatly appreciate it. Please help.
Although you may feel that your experience of emitting a good deal of fluid that to you smells like pee during self-masturbation may feel not normal, it is actually completely within the normal range of women's sexual experiences. It's true that people may not talk very openly about this phenomenon, but then again, our culture is oddly silent about a lot of things related to sexuality. And unfortunately, being silent about sex often makes people feel alone, unusual, or otherwise not normal. Some sex researchers and educators refer to these fluids as female ejaculation. Others prefer not to use this term since the fluids that are emitted from a woman's urethra during sexual excitement are not chemically the same as male ejaculate or semen. In fact, it's not entirely clear what these fluids are. Chemical analyses have produced variable results. That said, they do not appear to be chemically the same as urine. In other words, it is extremely unlikely that you're peeing during sex. Now, that's not to say that these fluids don't share some of the same chemical properties as urine, perhaps hence a similar odor, although many things, including genital sweat, can share a somewhat similar odor. After all, the fluids are likely coming from your urethra, which is the same tube that carries urine out of the body. Consequently, there may be some overlap. That is true for men, though, too. The urethra carries both urine and ejaculate out of the body, and as ejaculate is emitted from the penis, it may pick up some urine residue on its way out. But men, like women, typically do not pee during sex, though for men this is controlled by what's called the bladder valve, which prevents the bladder from letting urine into the urethra. If you still feel that you're peeing during sex and this worries you, consider masturbating on a white towel next time and check the color of the fluids that come out. In all likelihood, it will be more clear or white, like sexual fluids, rather than yellow, like urine. Alternatively, you can keep tissues near you and wipe your vulva shortly after you notice the fluids and again check the color. Although the varying degrees of wetness that women experience during sex, whether we call it female ejaculation as some do or squirting as others do, are not openly discussed everywhere, there is an episode of Sex and the City in season 4 that mentions this phenomenon, so it's not completely absent from popular culture. It's also a common occurrence in porn. You can read more detailed information in The G-Spot and Other Discoveries About Human Sexuality and in The Good Vibrations Guide, The G-Spot. Although stimulation of the area, sometimes called the G-spot, an area on the front wall of the vagina about 1 or 2 inches inside, is often associated with some degree of noticeable wetness, it is not always the case. One thing that may interest you about reading these books is how women and their partners respond to the wetness. Some are not thrilled with it, but learn to deal with their body's sexual response. Other women and their partners are enormously excited and aroused by the wetness. In fact, just as we get questions from women like you who may feel a little surprised or unsettled by their body's response, we get just as many questions from women who have heard about this phenomenon or seen it in a sexually explicit DVD and want to know how they can learn to do it. In other words, what comes naturally to you is something that some women desperately wish they could learn to do. That's not to say that you should learn to love it or have different feelings about it. That's just to provide another perspective. If you're still convinced that you're peeing during sex, please consider checking in with your healthcare provider for information and a checkup. Gynecological healthcare is important for all sexually active or adult women. I hope this is helpful.
Dr. Debbie Herbenik is a sexual health researcher and educator at the Kinsey Institute. Kinsey Confidential is produced by the Kinsey Institute for Research in Sex, Gender, and Reproduction, in partnership with WFIU Public Media from Indiana University. We need your questions. Submit them through our website, where you can listen to archived episodes of the podcast and read the blog. Find us online at kinseyconfidential.org.